Raccoon Rampage by Andrew Cope. Read by Joe Cohen.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Raid. The moon was bright, and everything in the forest was still. All the action was at Max's place. Rocky couldn't help but worry.
"It's breaking and entering," he stuttered, pointing at the broken window. "What if the old man hears us?"
Quickpaw's head poked out from a litter of biscuit wrappers, and he wiped crumbs from his whiskers. He stood up, dusted himself down, and stifled a burp.
"We'll tidy up before we leave," he said. "Max won't know anything about our little raid."
He moved along the shelf and examined a tin. His reading wasn't the best, but he could recognize a picture of a salmon when he saw one.
"Gotcha," he squealed. "Guys, a tin of our favorite fish."
Sunshine looked up from his meal, cat food smeared around his mouth.
"Cool, nice find, boss," he chomped.
Dempsey had scoffed so many apples that his tummy was hurting. He was prowling the top shelf in search of something that always made him feel better. Muffins.
"What about Max?" hissed Rocky. "We shouldn't be here sneaking around his shop in the dead of night. He's got a gun, you know."
"Stop fretting," scoffed Dempsey from up above. "Max is snoring, and he'll never hear us, so long as we're quiet." The small raccoon brushed against a bottle. It wobbled.